You're listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, with your host, certified life and spiritual coach, Naz Rose. Hello and welcome back to Third Eye Talks, my incredible listeners. This is your space for all things spirituality, and today we're going to be talking about the upcoming eclipse season, but more so from the context of what are some of the things that are going to make your journey through eclipse season much easier. It's starting March 25th. We're going to look at some massive changes. We're going to experience some massive changes because we start what is astrologically called eclipse season. And so I'm going to get into that today. I think there are 3 to 4 kind of concepts or ideas or ways of being or embracing that will really impact qualities that you can develop that will really impact how you traverse the journey of the upcoming eclipses. Now, before we get started, I want to say that we are almost at 30,000 downloads of this podcast. And if you have been with me from the beginning, you know how crazy that sounds to me because I started Third Eye Talks just as a place to have fun and to kind of put my ideas out there. This has really been, I don't know if I love this word, but it's like the best that I could come up with right now. This is a brain dump for me of all of the things, all of the ideas, all of the thoughts that I have. So you're listening to one big memo of what is happening in my world and in my space. And so to think that 30,000 downloads so far of this podcast have happened across the globe is just crazy to me. It feels like pieces of my mind and my work are sitting all over the world, and that's both comforting and just so out of this world for me. So I do want to say thank you so, so much for continuing to tune into the podcast. If you have not done so already and you are a loyal follower of this podcast and my journey, I do hope that you will leave a review, write something out, send me an email, just, you know, really help to continue to bring the podcast forward and to give people information on your experience as a listener. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being on Third Eye Talks with me. And we have had some incredible guests so far, and we're going to have so many more in the upcoming months. But today is going to be all about eclipse season. Now, one more thing before I do get into it. I had talked about our Up Next membership a couple of episodes ago, but I want to bring that back to the forefront and just remind you that I do offer a spiritual monthly membership, which is all about your next move. And the reason that I want to bring that up today is because eclipse season is really going to push you forward and bring kind of to view the things that you want to do next. And if you don't want to travel that journey by yourself, you want to do it with a community. Up Next is an incredible place to start. We meet monthly. We have a platform where all of us kind of chat and talk about what's going on, and our members get updates from us and they can ask us questions. And I co-facilitate that membership, that group, with 2 of my spiritual besties, which have been on the podcast before. So look for my episodes with spiritual coach and hypnotherapist Jen Mendoza, who's a co-facilitator in Up Next, and psychic and intuition development coach Kat Rose, who is also in that forum facilitating with us. So if you are interested in joining, please go and check out the show notes, but the link, just in case, is upnext.podia.com, and join us. We're having an incredible time in there, and I cannot wait to welcome you. Let's talk about eclipse season. We're talking about up next. We're talking about changes. And oh boy, is eclipse season going to bring that forward for us? Now, over the last few, I want to say over the last few weeks, maybe even since the beginning of the year, we've been experiencing this energy that feels maybe a little bit nebulous. Like, yes, we're going through what we're doing, we're getting points of clarity, but overall, we're feeling a little bit in flux. You know, am I here? Am I there? I'm not sure. I do love that. I don't know if I love that anymore. You know, that sort of back and forward energy, that seesaw energy. And so eclipse season is coming to get us off of the back and forth, to clarify a lot of things for us. And what I see being on the end as a coach and having clients in front of me, and in my personal life too, is that eclipse season always brings clarity. It's really the goal of eclipse season. And sometimes clarity comes as like this big, beautiful aha moment. But sometimes, a lot of times, eclipse season comes with something that we did not expect. Okay. And that can look like something that we didn't expect that is small, or something that we did not expect that is very big. People get eclipsed out of our lives. It may come with an abrupt end to a relationship, an abrupt end to a friendship, or maybe even finding out something that we did not expect that changes the dynamic of our relationship, specifically this time around, because we're talking about the eclipses happening in Aries and Libra. And those two signs really highlight the relationship that we have with ourselves, with our goals, with our individual path, and the relationships that we have with other people, Libra, right? The balance, the collaborations and others and partnerships. So eclipse season can come with some of that. Eclipse season just always brings us massive clarity. It's like a huge rerouting of our path so that we can get aligned again with where we're really supposed to be. So kind of all of these delays, this little bit of flux, this bit of confusion that we've been experiencing over the last few months, eclipse season is going to now really put us on the path forward. And so I think regardless of how that arrives, it's really in the end for something really wonderful, which is getting us closer to our destiny, getting us closer to our intended path. It's like a big, beautiful rerouting. So what are some of the qualities that I think that we can embrace and that I always advise my clients and my, you know, people who are part of the membership or friends, really close friends, or that I embrace in myself to traverse that journey? Because eclipses can be wonderful, eye-opening, but they can also be tough to navigate. And so what are some of the things that are going to make that journey easier? Because that's really what I want you to do. I want you to embrace all of the goodness of eclipse season and putting some of these qualities at the forefront of how you're navigating your journey is really going to help you to kind of come out of this with the least amount of work having to be done on your behalf. Okay. So let's talk about them. Number one thing that I think embracing will help you do as we get into eclipse season and to this big eye-opening moment is changeability, or to give yourself permission to change your mind. And this is something that I myself have a really hard time with. I mean, you guys know I'm not afraid to admit my own faults, but changeability to me is really tough. And from the outside in, it looks like, oh, Naz will like change paths without an issue. But it is actually very, very tough for me because I see, and many of us do, many of my clients do, we see consistency and structure as the only way to celebrate our progress. And if we decide to change our minds along the way, we struggle with it a lot. I struggle with this a lot. And so I think one of the things that has helped me over the years to really navigate change in a much, much easier way is to give myself the green light to change my mind. And we have that too. All of us do. You may have been very happy with something that you have been doing for a long time, or a relationship that you have been really happy in for a long time, or a way of doing things for a very long time. You have permission to say, yes, that was great, but now I'm done. And now I want to do it differently. And now I want to navigate a different path. And now I want to go in a really different direction. It's okay. Actually, it's good for you. Okay. And these are the things I remind myself to myself. It's good for you. Change is always, always positive. I have never in all of my years of coaching, which I'm going on 4 or 5 years now, have never seen somebody go into that ball of change to come out worse than when they went in. Momentarily, it looks like, ooh, I don't know where this is going. But with time, we actually see that you up level. You always up level when you change. And so, because the eclipses are here to help us to go forward in the best way possible for each one of us, what we can do to help is to give ourselves that green light. I can change my mind. I'm allowed to change. I'm allowed to go in a different direction. I'm allowed to, from one day to the next, say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't like this. Or this is no longer bringing me joy. It's no longer fun for me. It's no longer something that is doing anything for me. Or this person is someone who's no longer doing anything for me. And I don't want to be at this job. I don't want to be with this person. I don't want to be in this physical shape. I want to be in better shape. I no longer want to wake up at 8 a.m. and rush through my day. I want to get up early, or vice versa. I've been waking up super early every day for the last 40 years. And you know what? I really do want to use an extra hour of sleep in the morning. Give yourself the ability to change and the permission to change. That will make eclipse season so much easier for you to navigate. You don't owe it to anyone to explain the change that you want to make. You can discuss it with other people, but that shouldn't stop you from ultimately going in the direction that you want to go. This is your life. Okay. So if all of a sudden you don't want to do something anymore, go ahead and stop and do something else and go in a different direction. And the eclipse will show you what that direction should be. Okay. Number two, the second thing that I think will help you through this upcoming, 2 or 3 months, hey, maybe even always, we don't know, is embracing duality and making room for duality. And I've explained this in the past on my social media. I've explained it here. I've talked about it. I talk about it with my clients all the time. But allowing yourself to say, yes, XYZ, but at the same time, XYZ. So, how does that look? A lot of my clients will, let's say, for instance, when we talk about their early life experience, they'll tell me all of these things that happened to them that really, hindered them or made them feel a certain way, caused them a certain sadness. And then they'll go back and they'll say, but my parents did what they could. And I always have to remind them that duality and accepting that you can have two feelings at the same time is completely normal. You can say, oh my gosh, my parents did the best that they could and they were good parents, but this and this sucked, or I wish that that would have been different. You can have two thoughts at the same time enter your space, and you should be able to accept them both equally. You don't want to bypass your own feelings about your own experience. So you can say things, how is this going to look in this in these upcoming months as we go through eclipse season? Well, you can say, let's say, for example, you are going in a different career direction. You're applying for a new job, or you're deciding to leave your job to start your entrepreneurship journey, whatever that career change looks like for you. Duality in action will look like, I am so excited to start my new career, but I'm also really sad to be leaving my business behind, or vice versa. I am really excited about starting my business and my journey of entrepreneurship, but I'm also feeling really unstable and sad about the predictability of my 9-to-5, right? Accepting that you're in a transitional period requires that you don't bypass your own feelings, that you don't feel the bad stuff and then go, oh, but this is the positive side of this. Accept both. Accept that something ahead of you can be really beautiful, but that where you are is sucking and that you're not happy there. Embrace that duality, and it will help you through eclipse season. Give yourself that grace of being like, you know, I'm feeling both things. I'm feeling happy and I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling, you know, excited about the future and, you know, pooping my pants about what's going to happen next. You can have both feelings and embrace them both equally with equal kindness and equal love. They both have a place in your journey. Third thing that I think will be really important for us to embrace is mistakes. I hate the word mistakes, but let's just call them that for the purpose of this episode. Making mistakes. Mistakes are a recalibration of your system. They allow you to see what you could do better next time, what you don't want to do again, and it gives you room to forgive yourself in many ways and to strengthen that relationship with yourself. So if you pick something, let's say that you want to do right now, a different direction, a different relationship, a different habit that you want to create, and you're not able to sustain it or you change your mind along the way, you can take that quote unquote mistake and embrace it and just understand that it gave you a knowledge or a perception or a view into your future that you needed to see. And so allow yourself in the coming weeks and always really to make mistakes. Mistakes are extremely, extremely helpful for our journey, in particular during eclipse season, because you may look at yourself and go, well, what role did I play in this change that is happening, in this breakdown of this system, in this breakdown of this relationship, in this breakdown of this job, or, you know, in this breakdown of this habit that I've always had? What role did I play in that? And what you want to do is not blame yourself, but just say, okay, I was sharpening my mechanism. I was sharpening what it is that I need to do and how I need to show up and the things that mean something to me, and not see them as mistakes, but learning opportunities. Okay. So give yourself that opportunity to make mistakes and to learn from them, and not, and to forgive yourself for them and not to hold on to them. Okay. And fourth and finally, I'm seeing this one come up more and more and more and more and more everywhere, but it's vocalization. You and what you have to say and your feelings and your perception of a situation, it matters, okay? And when you hold it back and you keep it in, you are hurting yourself emotionally, but you're also hurting yourself physically. You're causing an imbalance to your sacral chakras, to your entire nervous system, to your body, to your sugar, to your metabolism, to everything, every single part of your body. If you've never read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, please go and check it out, and you will start talking all the things you need to talk and vocalize, because you will see what a hit your physical body takes when you don't speak your truth and where you are and what you're experiencing and exactly how you see a situation. There was There was an interview recently, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard, but maybe some of you haven't, with Cat Williams, who came out and basically like uncovered all of these things that he's experienced in the entertainment industry. And one of the beautiful things that he said in that interview was that another person doesn't get to tell the story and the experience that he had in a situation for him. Only he can say that. And I want you to bring that home to yourself as eclipse season happens, that you have all of the permission to speak to how you've experienced something and how you feel. Please start using your throat chakra. Please start vocalizing your experiences and talking and speaking up. When you speak up, and I tell this to my clients all of the time, when you have a conversation with somebody and you're thinking to yourself, I don't want to have that conversation because it's going to hurt them, that is a false paradigm that you have, a false programming that you have. In reality, when we create our soul contracts with people, they sign up to do certain things for us. And the longer sometimes we wait to have those conversations because we think we're going to hurt the person, what we're actually doing is hurting them by not having the conversations. When we have the conversation, when we open up the space to talk, we free the person. Essentially, we say, look, you have taught me the lessons that you had to teach me. You have done the work that you had to do for me. And now, through me vocalizing myself and saying my emotions and having this conversation, you are free. You don't have to be this person who is teaching me how to speak up for myself anymore. You just get to love me now, right? You just get to love me unconditionally for being me, and you no longer have to serve this purpose in my life. So change the perception from I'm going to hurt this person by having this conversation and telling them this to I am going to free this person from having to have this work in my life by having this conversation. Vocalize, talk, speak, say what your experience was, regardless of whether the other person sees it differently. Speak your truth. We need you to speak up. The collective needs you to speak up to elevate all of our energy. So please, during eclipse season, as things show up, as situations develop, do not hold back. Say what you need to say. Free yourself. Free your body from holding all of this stuff in, and free other people, other spirits, other souls in your life who are here trying to get you to the place where you will speak up. Okay? This is it. This is huge. I know that was a lot to cover in one episode, but I do hope that it helped you. I think that eclipse season is wonderful and it really reroutes us. And honestly, in my personal life, I'm ready. I love eclipse season as someone who loves and is a friend of change and of being rerouted by the universe. And I hope that you are too. I hope that you are ready to embrace the changes that are coming your way and that you feel motivated by them. And remember, one last thing, the longer you hold on, the more painful it is. So, if a situation comes up, I'm talking to you, my fixed signs, okay? I'm talking to you. If the situation comes up, let it go. Move forward. The faster you release, the faster you let go, the less painful it is for you and everybody around you. Okay? I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions about the upcoming eclipse season, if you have any questions about the podcast, if you have any questions about my Up Next membership, if you want information about working one-on-one with me in a coaching context, I want to hear all of it. You can email me at info@believeitlifecoaching.com. And I can't wait to continue sharing my journey with you as things change, as new things develop on this incredible podcast. And I thank you so much for being a fan and tuning in. I'll see you next time on Third Eye Talks. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Third Eye Talks, a podcast for the spiritual junkie, brought to you by Believe It Life Coaching.
Follow us on Instagram at Believe It Coach or visit our website for more information, believeitlifecoaching.com.